Welcome to Wolf 359.
Space Fiat, tell me you've got one more trip in ya. Maybe not. Still, beats the big blue wrecking ball over there.
Eiffel, you there?
Yeah, Commander. How's Loveless?
Still touch and go, but she's hanging on. And things on your side?
Well, I can't get the main engine to turn on. The VX-3 is not responding at all.
It was an older model. We may have pushed it too far. Used up all the fuses left.
That's encouraging.
Eiffel, just hang tight. You're drifting, but pretty slowly. We'll steer the Hephaestus within range, and then you can use the propulsion maneuvering system to get back here.
Now, hang on. I think I might be able to get the boosters to come back online. I should be able to use those to...
explosion, which means air. Losing air. We're losing air. Okay.
Number one, emergency. Pressure hatch closed. Number two, emergency. Pressure hatch closed.
Okay. Engine section sealed off. Survey says, yes, stable pressure. Top answer on the board. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. Next. Rerouting power back to the radio system. Mayday! Hephaestus, do you copy? Mayday!
Yes, we copy. Hira, get me his position. Eiffel, did...
Yes, it detonated. The VX-3's in one piece, but I've lost power. There's no boosters, no engine. The ship's spinning, going real fast.
Hira, tell me he's not headed back, Star.
No, he's moving away from us, towards deep space, and he's... speed.
Eiffel, you need to slow down, or find... to change course back towards this. Can you comply?
I can't, Doc. There's no propulsion. I can't get the ship stable.
Hira, we need to do something.
He's going too fast.
Eiffel,
he's about to leave shortwave comms range.
Commander, I need something here. Anything. Just tell me what to do.
Okay, you needed that. But now you have to concentrate.
No. You're not here.
Of course I'm not, but who gives a crap? You're almost certainly going to die, so we need to focus. The next few minutes are very important. Panic is unacceptable. Do you know what is happening right now?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm moving fast. I'm not in orbit anymore, and I'm headed towards deep space.
Which is bad.
Well, if you have any helpful advice about how to not head towards the part of the kingdom the light don't touch, I am now taking suggestions from the floor.
Slow down.
Very funny.
Turn around. Change course. Don't go into deep space.
How?
Any way you can.
Listen, Commander Harvey, I don't know if you were paying attention, but I can't exactly steer this thing. Our main engine's gone because of bomb. Our aft boosters, let's take a look. Yeah, not happening. And our starboard booster's not gonna... Whoa! What was that? Is that actually... Out of juice. Must be running off the aux power system, so I'll need to let it recharge. Still.
Better than nothing.
Sure, sure. Okay. What now?
Now you figure out how to stay alive.
Gee, when you put it like that... Any suggestions?
Oh, I don't know. If only we had some sort of reference guide for what to do in these sorts of extreme situations.
What?
Eiffel, I worked on this shuttle, reprogramming that console.
So? How does that help me?
Think about it.
Oh, goddammit.
What's the first thing that I would do when programming a flight computer? The first thing I'd make damn sure was hardwired into anything that might end up in a situation like this one.
Price and Carter's Deep Space Survival Procedure and Protocol Manual. Right. Okay. Well, let's take a look. Okay. It takes 74 hours. 74 hours for the aux system to recharge to power the booster for 1.5 seconds, which is just great.
Under the circumstances, now do your job.
Mayday, mayday, mayday. All ships at sea. This is the USS Reliant Robin. We have complete operational breakdown and require immediate assistance. Please respond. Is anyone out there? Yeah, I didn't think so. Okay. Okay, okay, okay. 1001 deep space survival tips, which, putting it in technical terms, is a lot. So you'd think...
Don't dwell on it.
You'd think that once I whittled it down to the parts that are relevant to my current situation, there would be more than a grand total of 3.
Give me the list. Top 3 deep space survival tips.
Deep space survival tip number 199. Confront reality head on. You cannot succeed if you don't know what the obstacles are. Hope can bring strength, but ignorance makes death inevitable. So, here's reality. Loveless stocked the ship with freeze-dried rations and protein packs. Full meals for about 70 days. More or less would it take to get back to Earth if you had a nice VX3 on a sublight arc. I can probably stretch that to about 100 days. The good captain was also kind enough to put a high-efficiency oxygen recycling system in here. It's actually making air faster than I can breathe it. Water's a problem. Reclamation was tied into the main engine, so that's gone. There's 1,143 liters in the shuttle systems, and after that... Yeah. Next, deep space survival tip, number 754. In an emergency, take stock of the tools at your disposal. Then take stock again. Restock, repurpose, reuse, recycle. Sounds nice. So, Here's what I've stocked. Any kind of propulsion went away when the VX-3 blew up, so I've only got what runs off liquid fuel or electrical. Life support? Check. Cryogenic stasis pod? Check. Temperature? Check. Most other things? Not so much a check. I've got navigation so I can keep track of how every hour I'm 17,000 miles further away from the Hephaestus. Hooray! The only working item that's even close to propulsion controls is the starboard booster. So, I can't go faster, I can't go slower, but every 3 days I can very slightly nudge myself to the left. And last but certainly not least, deep space survival tip number 1001. In times of trouble, an idle mind is your worst enemy. Keep yourself occupied at all times. Don't stop. Good luck. So what are we doing? Eiffel's action plan number one. Turn this boat around, get back to the Hephaestus. With my current flight capabilities, that should only take way more time than I've got. Eiffel's action plan number two. Keep going forward and do something awesome. Eiffel's action plan number three. Use Minkowski's jetpack thingy and do something baller. You might be noticing that Eiffel's action plans all suck and involve dying in space. Time. Time's the problem. Everything takes too much time. Which means I'm going to...
Cut that out. That's dead boy talk.
Ow! What is wrong with you?
You're whining. It's boring. Do something useful.
I can't.
Yes, you can. You're a communications officer. Get on that radio. Communicate.
With who? Space is big. If you look out the rear hatch of the plane, you'll see the Hephaestus, like a million miles behind us. If you look out the front window, you'll see Earth, 8 light years away. What do you want me to do?
Find someone else.
There's no one else. Yes. Yes, there is. The dispatch station. It's the Hermes, yes.
Don't even need an exact bullseye. Just close enough for them to pick up a shortwave distress signal. The Hermes is a little over a light year away, but given our current trajectory, we're going to miss it by 2,014,522 miles. Although, that's 2 million miles to the left. I wonder if... ...2,007,307 miles off course. Okay. Okay, we can do this. I get one course adjustment of about 7,000 miles every 3 days, which means getting on course is going to take me... 302 days. Damn it.
Don't give up.
It's not gonna work. I'm gonna starve before I even get on track.
Then make the food last longer.
How? Should I go on a diet?
Go on a diet? Break bread? Freeze yourself in the cryopod? I don't care. Just do it.
Oh, yeah, sure. If all else fails, I can always freeze myself. Holy crap, I can freeze myself. Is this gonna work?
I don't know. I only know what you know.
Shut up. Not the time to go meta on me. If I'm in cryo, my body functions are frozen in place. I don't need to eat so I don't starve, right?
Works in theory.
Well, let's take it on a test drive. 74 hours?
74 hours. Good luck.
All right. Well, here goes nothing. Thank you.
Son of a bitch. There has to be a better way to fly.
Yeah. Hang on for just a second. Hold up.
$1,999,000 off course. Okay. So, that worked. Now what?
Now you do it again.
Again? How many times?
As many times as it takes.
Mayday, mayday, mayday. All ships at sea. This is Officer Eiffel on board the USS Pontiac Aztec. I've been stranded on board a non-operational vessel for 15 days. I require immediate emergency assistance. Please respond.
$1,980,000 off course. Ships at sea. This is Officer Eiffel on board the USS Ford Excursion.
I've been stranded on board a non-operational vessel for 39 days. I require...
$1,620,000 miles off course.
Mayday, all ships at sea.
This is
I've been stranded on board a non-operational vessel for 56 days. I require immediate emergency assistance. Please respond.
$1,519,000 miles off course.
Ah! My toes are starting to bleed.
Guess you're not supposed to put yourself under so many times.
Mayday, mayday, mayday. Vessel for 63 days. I require immediate emergency assistance.
$1,398,000 miles off course.
Mayday, mayday, mayday.
This is Officer Eiffel on board the USS.
I've been stranded on board a non-operational vessel for 89 days. I require...
Thousand miles off course.
Mayday, mayday, mayday.
On board a non-operational vessel for 131 days.
The USS Piece of Crap.
560,000 miles off course.
The last of my hair just fell off.
May- Mayday, mayday, mayday. I've been stranded on board a non-operational vessel for 152 days.
169 days.
180 days. Mayday, mayday, mayday. I require immediate emergency assistance. Please respond. Please respond.
Well, are you finished?
Nope. I've got my entire mental John Williams discography to get through.
Eiffel, we need to talk.
No way, Doc.
There is a mathematical reality you're not taking into consideration. And if I am here, it is because some part of you thinks you have to confront it.
Are you crazy? Look at me, Zoidberg. I've lost half my body weight. I don't have hair. I don't have nails. Does it look like I'm up for calculus right now?
Fine. Go back to drowning yourself in carbonite. See if I care.
You wouldn't know that word. Hilbert's never even heard of Empire.
Time. The problem is time.
Say your piece.
Being on course is not the same thing as being on time. It will be another 80 days before this craft is on an approximate intercept course with the last known trajectory of USS Hermes. Then you still need to cover the distance. About 1 light-year's worth of distance.
So, I'll just put myself under the ice for the duration.
And how long do you think that will be?
I don't know. We're doing, what, 17,000 miles per hour? That should get us there in something like... carry the...
6,000 years. Time is the problem.
6,000. So even if I do make it out of this, everyone I know will be gone. I'm still gonna be... Well, that's just great.
How do you know there will even be anything there by the time
Doc,
you...
Doc, really appreciate this whole horrifying reality check-in, but I'm late for a frostbite nap and you really need to go. You can show yourself out.
Fine. But before I go, allow me to offer one more thought.
What?
How have you been regulating the hydraulic flow into the cryogenic stasis device?
How have I been wetting the huh?
Never mind.
Mayday, mayday, mayday. All ships at sea. This is Doug Eiffel on board the... USS Horrible Unending Nightmare. I'm in need of immediate emergency assistance. Please respond. Surprise, surprise. Well, as long as no one's there, no one's gonna mind if I go out speaking. Right, dear listeners. Fun fact, hydrocryogenic stasis pods use up water. They use up a lot of water. They use up all 1,000 liters of water you had. And when you try to turn them on and there's no agua, they short circuit and knock out half the goddamn electrical grid on your shuttle. I've got no navigation, no... nothing. I've got nothing. Pretty much the only thing that's turning on now is this lovely radio receiver. Which means...
Game over. After all that crap, I never made it back. I guess I'm never gonna talk to... Well, there's a lot I'll never get to do. All right, folks, this is it. Good night, and good luck, and take care of yourselves. Oh, unless this is getting picked up by one of those alien things that jacked my voice and made Wolf 359 go all Dr. Manhattan Project on us, if you're listening, kiss my ass. This is Doug Eiffel transmitting from the USS Horrible Unending Nightmare, signing off.
Eiffel, listen to me.
Go away, Hera.
It's important. There's something
Please stop talking.
You're not going to die here. There's too much you still have to do. You don't get to go away just yet.
That is exactly what I get to do. Just float away.
It's going to be hard.
Hera.
And it's going to be scary, but you're going to get through this. Everything's gonna be okay.
Go away! Just leave me alone!
Say again? USS Horrible Unending Nightmare?
I said go away! I don't want to talk to anyone right now!
Well, alright. But we have received your mayday and thought you might like a hand. Do you copy?
Oh my god, why is it so hard for you people to... Yes, 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 yes. Hello, I copy. This is the USS Horrible... Whatever I said earlier. I copy loud and clear. Who is this? Do you have a lock on my position?
Affirmative. Stand by for coupling process.
Well, well, well. Communications Officer Doug Eiffel. You're a long way from Wolf 359, aren't you?
What? Who are... How do you
easy,
know...
Easy. I know you've been through a lot, but don't worry. Everything is going to be okay. We're here to take you home.
This has been Wolf 359, written and directed by Gabriel Urbina. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. The role of Hera was played by Michaela Swee. And the role of Lovelace was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. Tonight's episode also featured the voice of Zach Labresco. Original music by Alan Rohde, and audio recording by Jared Paul and James Schoen. Want to help Eiffel get off the USS Horrible Unending Nightmare? Show your support by leaving a review on our iTunes page. Visit us at wolf359.fm to get full episodes and extras, or follow us on Tumblr and Twitter at Wolf359 Radio for news and more.